You want to smoke a cigar too? You said, no, don't smoke
a cigar. I smoke cigars where I want because I'm not a sissy like you. Because you a sissy. And I smoke where I want to. That was a fun. They come in and
I think he was, you
know,
he was
left and right like a windshield wiper.
That's Sylvester Stallone.
Over the top, you know. David
Phoenix! David! What the hell?
Are you ready? And we're live. This is the Joe Rogan podcast. What's up, everybody? This is Juan with the Mata Tacos Brutally Honest podcast. I've got Mr. A L A N.
That's me.
Say your fucking name.
Alan.
Thank you. And we have a special guest, my brother. Say the fucking real name.
Josue.
Yeah, not this fucking white name. You're like a
people call me Jay. So
no,
what?
You're like an Apache who decided he didn't want to be called Littlefoot anymore. Like, you just don't do that. Like, take your fucking name.
Be called whatever I want.
I'm pretty sure they don't click.
Once you pass the test of manhood,
on the reserve,
whatever the fuck I want to be called.
No.
Okay, when you work at a job where someone's going to mispronounce your name 20 times a day, I don't want to be called Josue, Josue.
Joshua,
Josue
is good. I would
Josie.
You gotta admit, Josie or Josue would be a good name.
Josie's probably fine.
What about Josue?
Josue? That's like because then you're like could be Asian.
That's like my that's like my finishing move. Josue.
You had a video game.
I brought a beer called Josue.
You go to Japan. What the hell?
Oh,
my voice cut out.
Oh, there it
you
is.
Go to Japan and they're like, hey, Josue, hi. Would you like a chopsticks to wear? All right, that's fucked up. All right, Alan, what kind of beer do we have tonight? Because we got to tell everybody what we do here is we drink beer, talk shit, and try not to vomit from the weird foods that we eat. Tonight we have hot food and just some good old hoppy beer with us, a Shelfie, I think we got.
Yeah, Josue brought it, actually.
So, yeah, I went to a place called Dimension Liquor. Shouts. So they have, I just bought random beer. I'm like, they probably didn't try this shit yet because you guys are like the hop heads.
Alan probably did.
Beer.
This I haven't tried. Most of the other beers that he brought also I haven't tried.
Really?
They look good though.
We see most. What did you?
I spent $35 on beer.
What the hell?
I love you guys.
What did you get?
Thank you.
This first one is from Sierra Nevada. So okay. I used to live in Chico and I live right by the brewery. So I got a taste of really hoppy shit and they have really hoppy stuff. So I like it. But I never tried this one. I've never seen it.
What is it?
It's called Sierra Nevada Hop Bullet Double IPA. And what do you guys like, stats and shit? So last year it batted a 3 RPA home run average.
The
ABV.
The content?
Yeah.
ABV, TTP.
Help me out, Alan. Help me out, Alan. Help me out, Alan.
ABC.
There we go.
What is it?
8%.
8%?
8%. Nice. I don't have ingredients, so.
Single? Is it a double IPA?
It's a double IPA.
It's a double, yeah.
Double? Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
For those who have never been to Chico, fucking go.
Chico? No, don't go.
Chico's fucking amazing.
You want to go to Chico, fucking strip naked and go dance in the river? Go to Chico.
Yeah, I lost my car keys in the river.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't want to talk about it, but all right, we're there.
But I also manipulated him.
What else?
You want to pop her open?
Yeah. Okay, I'll be serving.
Damn. He's like, I tell all my women that. You want to pop her? I'll pop you open. Like Duke Nukem. Remember that game?
I do.
I think that was
a great game.
So what was your favorite part of that game? Because I remember immediately playing, when you go into a strip club, I feel like that's the best game ever. Especially when you're a 13-year-old boy. Right? It's like...
Those 8-bit nudes.
We're going to get a little camera action.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
When we edit this, y'all can read it in reverse.
Hot bullet double IPA.
If you cross your eyes and move your head fast, you'll read that.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
All right.
All right, here, I'll get some.
Turn that up. Turned down for what? Duke Nukem, everything was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
I forget the I wish
holy I shit.
I wish I remember the music. But I do remember when you go into the arcade, it's like a porncade. It's like, and then you're like looking, you're fighting like, I don't know what kind of animals. What was the whole premise behind Duke Nukem? Just random shit. They were copying Doom, but with like.
Wasn't it like killing monsters or Nazis or something?
Yeah. No, that was Doom. That was Doom. Oh, Doom was the Nazis, Doom, which was also a really fucking great game.
Yeah.
As that was one of the, I think it was one of the first like FPS turn-based, because you couldn't look up and down, right? It was just, you'd go straight, left, right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet game.
Okay, so I never had this, so.
Cheers.
Okay, well, sorry, when we drink beer, I remember we took it, to the brewery, but how many times have you drank beer to like to actually taste test? Never?
Never.
You're like, I just drink.
Right, so yeah, like earlier, yeah. All so right. I know that with, I watched the other episodes, I peaked him, like you guys put your nose in it.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta smell it, kind of figure out.
Right.
Because the smell's the first thing that allows your taste buds to really get tender with it.
Yeah.
From what I read online, the best sense of taste is if you drip a little bit on your urethra, you can actually get a really good taste for that.
It goes right down
for there. That nuttiness.
Yeah. It's nutty.
Definitely smells very hoppy.
Yeah. I smell walnuts. I've
been bitter.
Is that weird? No?
I don't smell walnuts.
Yep. That must be my penis. Forgot to clean it.
Mm. I smell the under the bridge.
Ooh. It tastes good. You know, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, for a it's a good West Coast IPA.
Yeah, it is it's a good West Coast IPA-zer.
It's the Hot Bullet. That's good.
Yeah.
I remember when Alan only ever drank the Silver Bullet. You want to try this one? It's different. No, I don't. And I want to race cars. Just give me that fucking Coors.
I won't make some Coors. Just some fucking sausage in the water. Because that's a man's water.
Yeah. How many years did you only drink Coors? I've known you for a long time.
It was a.
I know you're lying.
It was a few years because I was doing karaoke, and that's pretty much all I would drink for like the first couple years I was in my early 20s, and then I was drinking. I upgraded to Blue Moon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, remember? Can you even like like think about the times where we're drinking like really shitty beer and we're like fucking good, try this fucking beer out. Blue Moon.
I was just drinking to get drunk in the early 20s. Yeah,
that's what it was, huh? That's what, what it's about.
Get the liquid confidence to do the karaoke.
Oh, dude, liquid confidence is just to fucking like go in public.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I was like, man, I wonder if anyone's gonna look at me today. Yeah. Well, that was life. Girls want to be my best friend.
This tastes. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it tastes good. So we judge everything off of balls because you've already seen other podcasts.
Yeah.
We go up to 5 balls.
You stop putting the pictures of balls on there. So.
Bro, it's so hard. You know why? It's
Before I leave, I'm going to take a picture of my balls and then you'll use that for the image.
I don't think I'll do that.
Okay. Well, I shaved it for this episode.
No. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Well, now I will. Okay. That gave me all the reason to see my brother's balls.
There you go.
In fact, I was waiting for this day. I said, there's one day I'm going to have a podcast. My brother's going to shave his ball sack and then I get to see it. Cut it in half and put it on a YouTube video.
It was on my Christmas card when I was 12. Oh.
Those weren't yours. All right, matzah. So what do you think, Alan?
I would give it maybe 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
So out of how many balls?
Out of 5.
Okay.
Yep. Don't get the fucking mouth ever again away from the mic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You better.
I don't know. I'm not a beer connoisseur.
Wait, but okay, compared to like the good beer that you had versus this.
The last time you gave me a beer at your house,
it
was really good. Okay, I'm going to compare. No, the beer I'm going to compare it to is Alan's homebrew earlier, which was fucking. I think he jerked off in it before he gave it to me. It was so good.
It's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's like, it's green tea. No, whatever. You drank the green tea, and I tasted you. It was good. No, it was good.
Thank
so
you.
Compared to that, this is raccoon piss. I think raccoons are born with one ball. I'm gonna give it a one ball.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it one
ball. So what would you give my homebrew then out of 5?
That's fucking bear balls. So yeah, bears are born with 5 balls. Seriously, that's the best beer I've ever had. I'm not even joking.
Really?
Wow.
I liked it when we.
No,
had.
It was
good.
But
I'm not
insane.
A green tea fan. See. You gotta.
I didn't taste the tea.
Really?
I couldn't taste it.
I could taste it.
I don't taste
it. Maybe it aged. Maybe let me try it again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little different, huh?
I think if you have more, you should just make that the second. I brought a whole bunch of beer, but we should try it again.
You
have more? I only have growlers left, so if I open a whole growler.
What does that mean?
It's like 64 ounces. It's like the ones that I have on that back wall there.
Oh.
Damn, you have a growler of that?
I have beer? Three growlers filled, so.
Okay, well, we might have to.
Maybe on a different day.
Nah, tip.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to go get the other beer.
All right, get the other beer.
Should we wash out the glass?
What's the bag that you got in front of you, Alan, while we wait? And then, actually, you know what? I didn't even fucking tell you what I fucking rated. I give this 2.
Yeah.
And mainly because of smell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into the smell. And the taste is good, though. The taste is smooth, but you got to kind of put it on a scale, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just 3-ball everything. We learned our lesson on the 3-ball. We started 3. We're like, 4.5, 3-ball, 4.5, 3-2. We're like, damn, once we started having good beer, we're like, okay, everything else went down to a 1. Yeah, so what do you got?
So I brought a brand called Packy, I think it's pronounced. P-A-Q-U-I. Does that sound right? Packy?
I think it's Paki.
Paki?
Paki?
Anyway, it's ghost pepper. It's basically, it looks like Doritos. And it's ghost pepper.
Doritos?
Basically, yeah.
I say they're going to be mild because...
They have a one chip challenge.
With this?
Paki, here's the Paki video.
Carolina Reaper. Okay. So they give you like a little packet and it's got one chip in there and you're supposed to eat it. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do it, but it's been sold out for a while.
What?
So this is like the level below that apparently.
Speaking of sold out, have you tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich versus the
No, I don't eat meat.
Oh, that's right.
But KFC actually has Beyond Meat now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Beyond Chicken.
Beyond Meat's the best company to make vegan meat.
I was vegan
for like 6 months.
Yeah.
You don't know that because I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well, I do now. I
missed you. Where have you been? But when I did vegan, I lost like 15 pounds in a week just by changing my diet and drinking off.
You didn't.
That's all I did was eating.
If you don't get to eat meat, your body's meat. Like, well, time to beat it because you ain't eating it.
Yeah, I lost over 30 pounds in a month and a half, like 30, 35 pounds. Where? Just
pure bold.
You didn't even need to lose weight, though.
Yeah, I know. Like,
well, I did at the time.
His body's like, well, he's like beer.
Yeah, I'm so fat, I can't fit in the size 28 anymore. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man, these size 7 shoes are tight.
I was up to a 32 to a 33, I believe.
I was like, this 3T is just not fitting. 3T.
Oh, my God. But no, like, I tried a bunch of different vegan meats. And Beyond Meat, it was first coming out. And it was like rarely in stores. Now it's probably everywhere.
But oh yeah,
you Walmart. I got Walmart. My Ralph's near me, but
yeah,
they're super good.
Yeah,
it's the best meat. I think that company
agreed.
Yeah.
I think we need a little bit of water there because I got a ton of.
I'll get some water bottles.
Okay,
get
some water bottles.
So we'll take a brief break while we
get
some
water. Thanks, Tim, for mentioning the water.
I know. Now I feel like if we don't put water and rinse our glasses out, we're not doing any beer justice. Thanks, IPA Tim. I'm now a fucking beer snob.
Yeah, so if anybody watches this episode, which, let's be honest, no one will. I've known Alan as long as... how long? My brother met him in the other podcast.
Freshman year? Freshman? Yeah, so...
I'm pretty sure like you met him and then like the next day, you know, you're like, your brother's... Who's your annoying brother?
Well, I was in a class with your sister. So that's... We were in, I think it was an art class or something, but yeah, I was, I met her first, then, you guys after.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Sorry about her.
Well, he doesn't remember
Hi, Monica.
I want to be on the fucking podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to get a text right now.
Yeah. See if I can just text
I had a dream that you were in a podcast with Juan without me. And I felt an energy.
Someone said that
I woke up with essential oils all over my bed, and I levitated to a plane of remembrance.
Yeah, I can't do essential. I don't understand essential oils. I really don't.
They're really good if you get the right kind. That I like.
No,
they don't use synthetic shit. Lavender it helps with burns.
I get it, but you don't need to smell like a fucking gypsy fucking tunnel. Like,
if you use it for the occasion it's meant for, not just for like. you know, I don't need a shower. Yeah, I need essential oils. No, yeah, you need to be locked up.
Well, I feel like a lot of people that use essential oils, they end up using it because they like the way it smells, but it's like overload. It's like cologne, mm-hmm. right? Except for cologne doesn't do anything but make you pretend like you're a douchebag. Have you ever smelled people with cologne nowadays? Like nowadays you're like, well,
yeah, I can't stand it.
I can't fucking stand it either.
I think I might be allergic because almost every time I smell it, I start sneezing.
I was going to say the same thing.
Especially with perfume too. Yes. Like the old ladies that wear that freaking like crazy perfume.
Yeah, it's like a cloud.
No. Yeah. And they all smell the same. Exactly. All the old ladies.
It's weird.
They have the same exact perfume.
Mexicans smell the same too, by the way. I don't know what it is. They use something in their hair. And it smells this fucking same.
Like a pomade or something?
It's got to be. Maybe it's a Suavecito thing. I don't know. Because that's a craze. Have you seen?
Mm-mm.
Suavecito is like the biggest craze for the Chicanos.
Never heard of it.
Maybe it always has been, and I just haven't been around people.
It's just pomade. There's so many different kinds.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just pomade.
The one story about Alan, because I came in early. I was like, hey, you remember when we used to hang out? He's like, well, it's been a long time. I don't know. I was like, yeah, we used to play video games. I'm like, in detail, we used to play Spider-Man. And your mom got pissed and said, get this fucking idiot out of my house and do something with your life, Alan. And he's like, yeah, I don't remember that. I was like, cool. Literally, I just met him.
Apparently. I think he's talking about somebody else.
No, like, you stopped talking. Like, I think you and Juan weren't hanging out because I don't know what happened to him.
Is this part of the Red Rose thing? Like it permanently made you come up with a story?
No. The I just Red remember Rose, talking yes, about yeah. it. It was funny. All right. Anyways, well, hey, why don't you discuss the next beer?
Well, me.
Because well, you bought it.
Because I want to drink. I mean, I don't work till 4 a.m.
Okay, so the next beer we got is a Unity Double IPA Claremont Craft Ales. Claremont. So I imagine it's from Claremont. Or is that just a guess? Yeah, that's probably a guess. So it's 8.5% alcohol. And on here, it says the Unity Story, LA Beer Week, now in its 11th year, is a celebration of the ongoing growth of independent beer in Los Angeles. In the spirit of camaraderie and solidarity, the nearly 90 family-owned craft breweries in LA County come together and poop
this is
on
a story?
Menu. Yeah, okay.
Sure, that's dope. I gotta drink it.
Let's fucking do it. That was about it. It's one pint. Oh, man. I got, like, sweat coming on my nipples.
But I want to say I'm a huge fan of Matsu Taco's podcast. I've watched every episode, even the ones without video.
Thank you.
That was a hard listen, but there's a couple gripes. I have a few of them. Fucking out about a couple gripes earlier.
Yeah, let me tell you. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, well, can you do that a little better next time? I go, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, I can, but I'm not.
No. I remember when you told your weight loss story.
Oh, don't smell it.
There you go.
Don't smell it?
Don't smell it. It smells fucking weird.
Hey, but you forgot to give me credit for, like, whoa. Assisting you in your...
Are you sure this is... What's the date on the bottom of the beer?
Well, let me see. They have a scale. 3 homeless feet.
What does it say?
Out of 4. It's 8.5% alcohol.
Yeah, let me see. Give it to me.
Yakima Sheep hops. Isn't that the hops you guys prefer?
No.
What?
Oh, there's no can date.
Yakima Sheep.
That's
Chief.
Kind of interesting.
Yakima, or my language. Chief.
Normally they should put like a can date, but
it smells pretty funky.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say, Alan, you go first.
Oh. Reminds me of my first beer I had.
Yeah, I'll try it.
I picked up on the side of the road. It was literal piss.
Yeah, no. Don't even. There's no way. I would dump this.
It tastes better than it smells.
Really?
But it's still not like a great beer.
I'm a little freaked out because why does it smell like that?
It tastes better than it smells.
But I've never had a beer that smelled that weird. Have you? Have you had a beer that was funky? That this is funky.
Yeah, the Modern Times that we did a few episodes back.
What'd you call it? A drain?
Not as bad.
The drain pour?
The drain pour.
Mm-hmm.
Drain pour. There's so many different terms you guys have for craft beer stuff.
Yeah there's a ton.
Yeah. There's a lot. It's a weird smell. I mean, I could drink it, but I could drink anything, so.
What does it smell like to you?
It honestly smells like moldy cheese.
Yeah, I was going to say vagina. Like dirty vagina.
Like,
oh, it smells like
like period vagina.
Like the copper.
Copper?
Copper taste.
woke up and I thought I killed her. Oh man. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I'm not digging it.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep sniffing.
I just feel like the alcoholic in me refuses to hate any beer. Sorry. It doesn't smell that bad at all. And it tastes, it's still like a one ball.
No.
I'm going to start the rating and say one ball.
No, I give it a zero. I would not, I probably wouldn't buy this ever. Zero means I would never buy it.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it, but
I wouldn't drink it either. If you told me that you had that, I'd be like, well, you got water? I mean, I'll take a water with some like Nest tea. Maybe I'll put some tequila in it, make it better.
I think I'd give it like a one and a half.
One? I give it a one. Give it a one. 100%. Okay, well, while we have shitty beer, let's eat some of the food. That way we can at least wash it down with the rest of the beer.
Should we do or?
Let's do these ones.
Yeah,
I feel like
these are like limited edition. Apparently out, they're really popular. You said they're like $7 a bag. You saw them?
People were selling for like $20
online.
On Facebook group, I had people on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, they were selling for like $20, something crazy.
I feel like eating these now is going to ruin the flavor of the beer on the other beers that we have.
I think he's right. I think I should just drink your beer really fast, and we should get another beer.
Yeah, maybe. What's the other beer that we have? Is it good?
There's a big bottle I bought, like a sour one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
you want to just bring both cans out? I mean, this is this
you might as well.
This is popping really fast.
Let's be honest.
Let's be really honest. This is brutally honest.
Yeah, let's be. Did you just fart? It was like two birds flapping wings. Sure. Like,
I know you don't want to finish that.
No, just, I don't want
it. I want it.
Do you really like
older beer? Brothers should stop their younger brothers from becoming
so
addicted.
Hey, you're an adult. You can do it.
Yeah, no, but you've introduced me to a lot of things. Besides beer.
What the hell does that mean? Vagina.
I don't know.
Have you ever had a sour beer?
No, but I saw them, you guys drinking them, and I was like, cool. I wanted to try that cheesecake shit from New York. That cheesecake shit.
I hope that mic picked it up.
Yeah, well, I did. I'm pretty, it did.
Oh, yeah, the cheesecake beer that we had. Oh, my God. That was so fun.
He hooked you guys up, man.
No,
yeah.
If you guys didn't give me a reach around the way out, that would
that beer was that was probably the best beer I've ever had. That cheesecake was.
I'm telling you, try Alan's beer.
It was definitely up there.
Try Alan's beer. Yeah,
that was the best beer I've ever had.
Try Alan's beer.
I know his beer's beer is good. I've never had a bad beer from Alan, honestly.
Like what's the name of your beer company? LLC, license protected, copyrighted status. What's the name of that company?
I'm not going to share it.
Yeah, you can't.
Because I don't want it to get taken away.
Oh, you're right. What's your full name?
Actually, it's Jubinski Brewing.
Alan Gross.
Dude, but there's already, you know what would be a great name for your beer?
There's already a Gross Beer Company.
Oh. Yeah.
But I have a different name that I've named some of my beers. But
I think you just got to put emphasis on the Alan. Alan Gross. Copyright.
And there's a brewery called He Brew.
Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, that's actually, I mean,
that's funny.
The beer's okay.
It's not too witty though. I mean, let's be honest. It's funny, but it's when you think about it, you're like, okay, well, that's obvious. Like, you got to do something that's not going to be obvious. Yeah, and I still think it's, you know, the company out there that is called Gross Brewing. They're like from Denmark or something. It's like a Swedish. I don't know.
Mm. Not that bad.
But I was looking it up online. And I was like, man, there's got to be another version of this that you can do. And I'm pretty sure you actually could do it in the U.S. You could. They don't have any trademarks or copyrights on the name.
Well,
so.
Didn't I see you post one time a Gross beer?
Okay, cool. That's, well,
no. Maybe.
But also.
Maybe.
Well, that'll be edited out.
Whoa. Yeah.
He opened that with his cheeks.
What's
Oh, we gotta describe the beer.
Hold on. Looks cool, the bottle.
It says Sour Monkey Remix by Victory Brewing.
Okay.
It's an oak-aged sour with Brettanomyces.
I love Brettanomyces.
It says Brettanomyces Triple Ale. So this is 9.5%.
Ooh, wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's a strong sour.
I'm looking for triples.
Yeah, so it's a triple sour. Triple? You said triple O, right? Or some shit?
It says triple L.
Tripper.
Tripper.
All I know is don't go to fucking good beer. you want to fucking.
And it was released last year. There's no specific date, but it says 2018 on it.
So it's aged a little bit.
Yeah. Aging sours is a good thing. Usually, yeah, it gets better, just like stouts.
So you guys were like, I have a question.
It smells really good.
With your IPA Tim podcast, like 2.5 hours? How buzzed were you guys at the end of that?
It was just a little over 2 hours.
You drank a lot of water. The thing is, if you stay hydrated, you honestly...
You don't get...
You're buzzed, but you're not like wasted.
Yeah.
When I was at the brewery and I got really, really drunk, as long as I drank water, I was keeping up with the drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, and maybe this is just because we're being like responsible, but I don't remember that being the case when I was younger. Like, no, when I got drunk, I was drunk the rest of the night. But now when I get drunk, I'm like, I can get rid of this. Water, 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 mm-hmm. water, and then I'm fine. But yeah, honestly, there was a good buzz going. At one point, I was like, okay, we're buzzed. Like, we were all buzzing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Smells really good.
Oh, this is Alan. This is exactly, this like... I know you, Alan. Alan's got a boner. You can see the shadow in his pants.
Dude. No peeking.
Don't look and don't touch. Eyes up here, girls. Alan. Albert.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
I tried.
Holy shit. I wanted to smell it for a while.
Oh.
You're like licking the
hole
of the beer.
It's really good.
Oh. Wow. That's actually really
good. I've
never
drinking this kind of beer before.
Yeah.
It's a unique flavor. If you like a Thomas Warheads, you'll usually like it.
Wow.
Sour beer.
So
it's
since
really
I,
good. It's got crispiness in it.
Yeah.
It almost tastes like a apple cider.
Yeah, it totally changed flavors from the first time it goes in. That's really good. I like that. Because it's like you get the sour right up front, and then it starts to lighten.
I get like hints of cinnamon in it when you sniff it.
Legit. You know, it's like granny apples. Mm-hmm. It's not a red apple because you can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, swish it around. Between you get like a stronger hint of that. Swish it like really good.
What the?
Yeah, get really two like fingers and just swish it really good right here.
How much is this one?
This was about like $15, I think.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That's actually a good price for that.
Yeah.
I'd pay for that again.
I totally forgot you're a stout, you're a dark beer guy.
I like everything.
I want to get you.
Well, now I like everything.
I fucked up.
Yeah, that's all right. I like everything.
Yeah, I got him into the hazy IPAs, which hazies? I'm gonna bring out in a minute.
Oh, not that you.
I got one from Chapman Crafted.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
No. No, this is actually not bad. I'm not good at like beer definitions or vocabulary.
Yeah, well, you need to.
So I want to like lean on Alan. I want you to describe this more for me. And go deep.
Describe it. How?
What I want you to do is I want you to start from the neck. I want to work your way down past this curve. Feel the moisture. But then dig deeper. Go inside.
Work my way on down because I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kissing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about sticking it.
You got to lick it. Before you stick. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That was pretty good, huh? That was like right, actually pretty much on the beat.
Got to move it, move it.
Move it. All right.
Go Barbie with it. Go Barbie with it.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Want to go for a ride?
It's not safe. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's fantastic. Made of plastic. You can have it.
Here's where everybody clicks out of the episode.
And they're gone.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
You remember
so
that song?
It's a different taste, but...
It's good.
I don't prefer it. Like, honestly, even though the last one smelled like rat piss...
Okay, do this.
I would probably finish that beer before this beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I like sour candies.
This. Swirl it to the right like you would wine. Have you ever swirled wine?
Okay.
Clockwise.
It doesn't matter. You could do this
it'll taste a little different.
This way, right? This.
Doesn't matter either way.
Well, the left way is more of the barrel. The right. What? I'm just fucking with
you. Does it really matter which way you swirl it?
No.
Or
piece of shit. With wine, it does. No,
why?
I'm serious. For whatever reason, wine does. I don't know. I don't know the fucking technical reason. You want
so in Australia? Okay, so in Australia, you swirl the other way.
Yeah, it's not like toilets.
Is that what?
Yeah, try. No,
so many flaws in your theory.
It just
you're releasing more good. Flavors when yes. you do that with the right. aeration and aerating. All that stuff.
Like I said, I'm a big fan.
The aerating too. Or aeration.
Yeah. Whoa, you went really close to that. You did the proximity microphone piece. Mm. How's that taste?
It's so good.
I want to touch you. Bedtime stories.
One thing for sure is like you always say, it doesn't taste like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you gave it to me, like you said, if you give it, like I'm a big fan. If you give it, you know, if you give me this and say, here's a beer, I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, yeah, it tastes a little more like a sour, especially this one cider. Here, or not a yeah, cider. That's what I meant.
I know. I know what you mean.
You got me.
This is good. But, oh, I like homeless feet. I don't know.
Yeah.
To tell you guys.
That's weird.
I've never even heard of this brewery either.
Do you like to suck toes? Is that why you like this funky one?
I hate sucking toes. God, they keep wanting me to do it.
I hate feet.
I hate feet too.
Feet are the worst.
Feet are weird.
Yeah.
My feet are weird.
Do you wear socks?
Yes.
Okay. I'm imagining like three pairs on right now. I fucking hate my feet.
I got my sandals on right now.
Whoa, you got your leg up high there. You should be like a... Oh my God, are you serious?
I can't go past that.
Careful, you're going to show the camera your penis through that fucking short hole. That was a little far.
I got my briefs on.
Oh, okay. They're nice and tucked in.
I got my briefs on.
I still want to buy those Depends diapers.
Right? Just to try it?
Yeah.
Oh, we should do it on a podcast where we just sit here and we're like, did you just go? You went. Like, you just look at each other and you're like, he's going.
That sounds. Just give me a minute. I was talking about this at work earlier. That's the most disgusting thing I can ever think of.
No, we should do it with like
we
a
piss,
Twitch.
And then what?
We'll do a Twitch 48-hour stream.
It absorbs, and then what? If you rub against the table, it's just gonna like drain like a towel all over your leg, and it
it's
drips
like a diaper.
Down.
Diapers don't drain; they just get fucking big. It's like a real diaper.
It sounds really rashy to me.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I kind of want to try it.
I know it sounds gross. I would. Right. I actually do want to try it.
I'll put it on, but I won't wear one.
Like, well. You have a bib on too. You're like,
that was pretty good.
I know. I did that at work one time, and then someone said, "Is there a baby in here?" I was like, "Seriously?" I go, "Hey, you guys hear that?" And then they said, "What are you talking about, Juan?" And I went,
"Turn around."
Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, "I'm like, it's okay, little baby. It's okay, little baby. It's okay."
I'm just kidding. Or we drink beer and murder babies.
Whoa. What? Hey, that's not PG.
Oh, we're not.
That's not
monetized yet, right?
All right. How much is left? That's a big bottle, man. I don't know if we can
There's definitely quite a bit.
Yeah, I'll drink it all. I will.
Okay.
Are we going to rate this?
I'm going to rate it. Yeah, I'll give it for a sour, I give it a 3.5.
Well, there's other group ratings.
Well, for me, because for me, when I drink sours, they're a little bit different. And on a sour beer level, I can't give it the same rating as.
That's a good rating for you because you usually don't like sours.
I'm not a sour guy.
But
I would buy this.
The sour IPA is especially the one from Electric.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That one was good. It was a sour IPA.
You know why though?
Where's
because
Electric?
Those
at?
Are barrel.
Where's that brewery at?
Temecula, yes.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yes.
Should we give away your birthday location?
No.
Okay, never mind. To be continued.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that all you
really
got?
Don't want to let people know? Or to...
Whoa, it was like a death metal burp.
That was a burp?
Yeah.
Should I thought you just did that like...
No, that was a burp.
Wow.
Yeah, you're like, wow, I thought you went through puberty. After hearing all the podcasts, how high your voice is. It's kind of funny though. The other day I almost blew my speakers out because you're right. I had the bass on like way too high, so I turned it up and it was like, oh, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, we were listening to one of the podcasts on my friend's. She has like a little Bluetooth speaker thing. It's called Wonder Boom.
Yeah.
Super freaking bassy. Yeah. Like, yeah, your voice.
Like, it literally got.
Wow, wow, wow. This is great techno. What is this? Oh, Matsutaka podcast.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. See, I got to give him a couple beers, and then he's making fucking noises like a bass drum. Did you play with that? I downloaded this really cool app. I told Alan to download it. It's $1. It's really fun to play with, though.
I couldn't figure out how to use
how to play it. Okay, yeah. I'll show you.
Was it called hentai?
No. What?
Whoa. No, you know hentai.
Yeah, I don't watch anime porn.
Oh, he knows hentai.
Yeah.
like before your rent-a video starts, it's like the ad. Hiruto. You know what I'm talking about. Hiruto.
No, Hiruto.
Call me E-Honda. E-Honda.
Honda. Who's your favorite Street Fighter player? Street Fighter. One.
I was a Ken guy. You were Ryu.
You know who else I was? Remember? Do you remember who else I was really good at? The fucking Dalali, that guy, whatever.
The Indian?
Yeah, I loved him. The like elastic arms. Was Dalali. I cheesed the fuck out of people.
I usually chose either, what was the green guy's name?
Blanca?
Blanca, right. Blanca or...
How stupid of a name, right? Blanca.
Or Ryu. Or Ryu, however they pronounce it. Yeah, I think it's Ryu.
Yeah.
Ryu.
I don't know. It's him and Ken. I like Ken. I don't know.
Yeah, Ken was a fucked up... Did you ever see the movie? I think they're
making a new one, actually.
Oh my god, they better
another remake.
Yeah,
was in the original? Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, yeah, he was right? Guile.
It was Guile.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Chun-Li, dude, I fucking love
the guy who played. Okay, then that means I think that in the original, the guy who played Ken was the guy from Blood and Blood Out. Miklo. Oh,
really?
Dude, he was.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Wow. How the hell do you remember that? That's weird.
I love movies.
Miklo. When was the last time you watched Blood and Blood Out?
Okay, here's a question. And I heard this on a podcast, and I figured it's a cool... No, I was watching the Hard Knocks or some football thing, and the guy interviewed each player walking up a hill after practice. If you had one movie to watch the rest of your life... You'll only pick one movie. What movie would you watch for the rest of your life? Just one.
Just one?
You only had one movie for the rest of life you could watch.
Alan, what do you watch?
Maid.
Maid?
Yes. Ooh. It's John Favreau and yes. It's a great freaking movie.
Is that the slave movie?
Yeah.
No.
I mean your people were impressed, but shit.
It's the same guys that did Swingers.
Okay.
Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn. And this movie is hilarious. It's like
I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
It's basically like this comedy mob movie where they get this job to do they fly out to New York and they have this thing that they're supposed to do. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but you have to watch it. It's called Made, M-A-D-E, and it's John Favreau.
Made. Wasn't there a slave movie called Made? The Made.
No.
Okay, you're talking about Made, M-A-D-E, okay.
Yes, M-A-D-E.
Did you give him the shrooms?
Yeah. Shrooms, 3%.
Yep,
3% shrooms.
Okay, I would watch...
Puff Daddy's in it, too.
Okay, but
awesome movie.
I would say Office Space.
That's a great movie.
It's honestly, I can watch it a million times.
Yeah.
A million times.
Yeah.
This is why you're my brother.
Yeah.
This is
what's your best line? I still use this line when people ask me how you doing? Okay, I use a line from that movie. What's your favorite line from that movie?
Naga na nahi nahajal. Can't you not say nahi nahajal?
Okay.
That's fucking hilarious.
Made is very similar comedy to Office Space.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now ask me how I'm doing, Alan.
How are you?
Ever since I started working, every day has been the worst day. So every day you see me, that's the worst day of my life.
And then movie you like? what's your go-to?
I went to Office Space.
Like, okay, now we know you're depressed. And oppressed.
What about today?
We can definitely talk about depression.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He's like, give me the helpline. I got the hotline right here. Jesus.
If you want to help me, it's 949-300-047. Guess the rest.
They're going to get it.
I don't care. So, no, I was thinking about this movie question when I saw the question come on.
You want more?
question.
Yes.
I have so many movies. So many people answered this question. I'm not going to give you mine yet, but so many people were like, oh, Shawshank Redemption, great movie. One of my top four. Three.
Yeah, that's good. It's up there. That's a top five.
I don't, I mean, I love, top five. I love movies. I would have to, there's no way I can categorize into one the rest of my life. You this is to. The rest of your life. So.
You have to.
And,
you
but then a, have to. Then a movie came on and I was like, you know what? I can watch this the rest of my life because it has everything I like. It has action, has a sexy ass fucking actress that I can imagine doing things to. And it has a funny line. You know, it's everything. It's comedy, action. It's The Fifth Element.
I was going to say Rush Hour. No. Yeah.
No. Wait, who's the sexy woman in Rush Hour?
What is a good whore?
I don't remember.
I speak English. No, it was The Fifth Element. The Fifth Element.
That is a good movie.
Yeah. Right, it's yes. a great movie.
Yes.
Multipass, please help.
Help. You remember, I have a feeling you know the entire script. I have this weird feeling.
I only know, I know two forms of English, good English and bad English. Yeah.
Yeah. He knows the whole song. He like actually does it. He's like, I'm so lonely. I just remember this song.
Come in. Come in. Oh my God.
Come in. We should watch that movie together. Just like, I don't know, hold hands and watch
that's
it.
Great.
Jerk each other off.
No, what the hell? Hey. Do you remember the weirdest, like, grossest thing when you were younger? Hey. No. But do you what do they call it when people would they would let their man fluids onto a cracker and then that was the game? Did you ever did you ever know about that?
No.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. What? Thank you for joining us in the monster.
I don't know if I want to hear about it.
I know people used to tell me this, and I'm like, that sounds really gross. Jeff would know. Jeff.
Jeff. Please call in now. We were taking calls. Here he is.
Next topic.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. Ebert. Abort. I'm an idiot.
Okay, what is your movie? So fucking
The Fifth Element. The
That's
Fifth
really
element.
It?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I could watch it over and over and over again.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Okay, what's your?
I gotta watch Maid again. I heard the movie. I gotta watch it again.
Okay, if you had a second movie, let's just go with
That's
the.
Crazy.
If you had a second,
so good. You're not taller than me. Stop fucking saying.
Yeah.
You're fucking taller.
Well, he has to.
God, asshole.
Yeah.
This guy's like 6 foot nothing inches. Jesus, he's over here like I'm in a stool.
Yeah.
Sit in my chair.
What's
shorty.
Your? What would be your second movie?
My second movie. Yeah.
I think we defeated the purpose of the whole question, so we
no,
should.
No.
Did we? What was yours again?
Mine was Office Space.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot already.
That, yeah. He's like, I've never even seen it.
Running the lake shot nonstop until I see your monkey ass drop. That movie's great, too. I fucking love it.
Well, the reason why, you know, let me explain more. That movie is true because as much as I've worked with software developers, like that, the entire movie is true. There's always
Office
somebody.
Space. Yeah.
There's always somebody who has a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
So I always learn to say their name.
The
like,
Indian
there's people
guy,
like, Mahul Lakaku Kachu. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
how
but
do you
then
say
they say their name is like Aaron or
yeah, they,
Alan.
This
or,
one lady, her name was Minnie. You know what her real name was? It wasn't Minnie. It was Mahina Nasal. And I was like, what? Like, why don't people call you Mahina Halasal? And she's like, well, because they cannot say it. And I said, well, okay, Minnie, do I call you last name Mouse? And she's like, she looked
then,
at me like, I don't
then
get
did
it.
You, did you do the impression after that?
No.
Oh, bye.
No, the Minnie one. Oh, you can't do Minnie. I forgot. Limited.
So if we had to choose a second
dick
a second movie, it would have to be American Psycho with Christian Bale. Yeah.
Really?
Favorite scene, name it now, go. I already know it.
Look at the camera.
Yeah. 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 He didn't say yeah, but yeah.
That's disgusting.
He'll never say it, but I hear him say it when I watch that part.
What
no,
the hell?
I think my favorite scene from that is with the business cards. It's a great scene.
I you know what's funny? I've never seen it.
What?
I no. know. Ever.
What?
Okay.
I've seen
He's
clips.
Fucking lying.
No, I've never seen it. I've seen clips. I've never seen the whole movie.
Well, you gotta watch it.
No, my favorite scene from that movie is just the monologue when he's talking about the band and the CD and he's picking his weapon of choice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cycling through and he finally decides, I'm gonna fuck
yep,
this guy up.
With his raincoat on and everything.
He's getting suited up. She's just like, look, oh, this is interesting. Or it was the guy he killed. He fucked up the guy.
I don't know if I want to watch this movie. The fuck?
It's really good. The book is
no. I know. Okay. I introduced the movie to it, a fellow friend. You know who you are.
What the hell?
And she was like,
she?
Yeah. Well, I can't have friends that are fucking girls or like in transition. Whatever. What are they like? So she was like, I watched the movie you told me to watch. I'm like, yeah, American Psycho. She's like, yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, yeah, it's a great movie.
Exactly.
No, watch it.
That's what I'm thinking. It's if classic. It's called American Psycho, it's about a guy who just second likes to kill people and have sex movie. With them, right?
Second, I'm going me, myself, and Irene.
What?
Really?
The hell's I love wrong
Jim Carrey, dude.
I used to love him.
Well, now he's different. Know. You guys talked about it before. Jeff talked about it.
He's definitely different.
Yeah, no, he's great now. His paintings are great. You would. Have you seen his paintings?
I have.
Yeah, you would hang one up if you had it.
Probably not.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, he draws. I've seen it.
Right. Have you seen my paintings?
He's gone off the deep end.
I can draw
me, myself, and Irene. He's like, hey, I want to get. I think you're really special. Oh, thanks. I want to get to know you better. Okay. Do you swallow?
Yeah, that's why you
it
yeah,
is a really me. Funny yeah. movie. That's yeah.
When it goes out to meet yeah. people. How's it going? My name's Jay. Do you swallow?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first line. And it's like, well, thank you.
Yeah, but I'm so honest, they're afraid to tell HR. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I should be fired.
What the heck?
How about you, Juan?
Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
With John Leguizamo.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love that movie.
It's so bad, it's good.
I know. I was, you know what's funny? As a child, I was hurt. And I lost all faith in humanity because they didn't make a number two. And when you play Super Mario Brothers number two, you're like, I wish they had made number two with the fucking raccoon tail. Like, could you imagine the fat guy? With
Dennis Hopper is...
Yes.
I have a coworker who looks like the Koopa when he smiles.
What?
I'm not going to say serious? His name because I'm embarrassed.
Well, he knows now.
Yeah,
everyone at your work is going to look in the mirror. Do I look like that?
I'm going to show you a picture of him. And you'll be like, yeah, Junior does look like the guy.
Yeah, he does look like the guy.
Yeah, but,
Yeah. Okay, do you have another beer, by the way?
Yeah, I bought I bought that beer, too. Wait, did I bring
this one? Yes. What is that one?
Okay.
Alan, read this one.
Yeah, Alan, read this one. You have the best enunciation.
It's from Unsung Brewing
what
Company.
What are you saying? I can't understand you.
It's called Nebuloid IPA Series.
Okay.
It says, Karina, Hazy Double IPA. We like the hazies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got it.
I love you.
Touch me.
8.5%.
Bedtime stories.
Let's,
Wait, put it up close to the mic. I want to hear if I can hear the snap. Ooh, with a little pop on it.
Hold on, let me flush out my beer.
Yeah. I think you need like a gallon of water.
I think I'm just going to do Team Dirty Glass.
Yeah, just do Team Dirty. Tim's going to be like,
well, you live here, so.
Mother.
Oh,
Jesus.
Fuck.
Well, he's also doing table dirty.
Party
table.
Foul. Yeah.
Have you ever done a beer bong, Alan?
Me, no.
No?
I have not.
Okay. Well, so wait, I already know you have. You were in Chico. You did a semen bong is what you did.
Beer bongs are groovy. Have you done a beer bong?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
For sure. I think you gave me my first one.
Yeah.
Don't blame Chico.
Yeah. No, that was
you.
That was Chico the dog.
Yeah. As I drank the beer bong, you're like, my name's Chico. Call me Chico.
Dude, Chico was so fucked up. They would like get dogs drunk. Like I felt bad for like a lot of fucking people. Like, yeah, there was like a dog at a fraternity party one time I went to. And let me like, pour yours for you. And I'm like this
seniority first.
I'm this 18-year-old kid or 19-year-old kid coming around, and all the fraternities, they're just like, "Hey, buddy, here's a beer." And I think they were just trying to get me drunk. I think one of them was trying to touch me, to be honest, which was really weird, kind of. But all right, let's see.
I'm gonna chop you off. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is fucking plays. You can.
How do I say This is for you.
In Hebrew?
Yeah.
Or
do you speak Moroccan?
I don't know how to say that in Hebrew.
Okay. What would they say as like, here you go, friend? Or like, give me a saying to the situation.
I love
you.
I
love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
This one
say I love you. I want to learn something. Say it. Fucking teach me. Hurry up.
I really don't remember, unfortunately.
You're taking way too fucking long. Can you pour the beer already?
Both his parents are fucking Jewish, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of what happens.
The last time I was in Israel was many years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Many moons. Wait, cheers.
Smell it.
Cheers.
Clink. Oh.
Swirl it to the right.
No, this one's actually, it smells pretty good.
Derecha,
it smells all right.
It's a little funky.
Derecha, izquierda. To the right.
Hmm. Is it a double?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not bad. It's not bad for a shelfie.
Just by smelling it, I'd already... I'm going to give it a... No, hold on.
Taste it. You got to taste it. You can't just go off a smell. You got to actually put it in your throat. Open up.
I get like a cantaloupe. You get a cantaloupe flavor.
Sweet, yeah, you get a fruit.
It's sweet melon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a melon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dandelion. Yeah, they use a lot of melon.
I like this way better than the sour beer. Does anybody really like the sour beer better than this beer?
I did.
I
actually did. Because it was crisp. I like crispiness. Crispy sours are good.
Your comparison to red apple was correct because the more I drank it and I swished
like
it, it was really cidery.
My tongue's getting really good at identifying like some of the fruits.
I do like
I'm
the
glad
sour.
You went further than that. Yeah. My tongue's getting really good. No. Girls.
My tongue muscles are fantastic. I do tongue push-ups.
Shit, already?
Yeah.
I'm really good, girls. Sorry. Can I get to the rest of the
story? Okay, what are you tasting it? Do you taste it?
The fruit, whatever he said.
Cantaloupe.
Again, I'm not good at like identifying beers.
Just tell me what you,
but
just,
honestly,
what you regularly taste.
It's got that hoppiness I love. I love the bitterness, the hoppiness. I do get a little bit of fruit. Did we talk about the ingredients? Because honestly, I don't know what else to say about it except that I like it. But I have what's called an addiction gene. So I like
it actually
a lot
tastes,
of different things.
It has a little bit of the gasoline flavor.
For those who are regular just beer drinkers,
I don't know.
This tastes really good.
It's weird.
And if you drink it really fast.
That, okay, so what I've learned with people that don't like IPAs like this, like double... But the doubles and the triples, they actually are better for people who don't like IPAs, which is the strangest thing. They get smoother. It's weird. But for people that I've taken to, just like BJ's or something, right? And I'm like, oh, try this like super hoppy one. They usually hate it. But when it actually is like a double or something, they're like, ooh, like it's smooth. Like the Apalocalyx one. The triple. What's the Lapicus? What's it called? Omnicolas. I'm Nicholas.
Well, Omnipolo.
That's it, Omnipolo.
Yeah.
It's good.
10 brewery collab. I still have one can left.
Do you really?
I have
oh man.
The last can release.
Trade it. Trade
the,
it for something.
The very last one. the triple IPA with the milk carton on it. I still have one can of those. I have like one can left from each of the releases that we were at.
Yeah.
Still left.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I was thinking of saving those for a while.
My virginity.
And then, and then doing a taste test maybe a few months from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
But I wonder how they age.
We'll find out.
I guess so. Oh, yes, we will. You went like right in there.
I don't think we rated the last beer.
I would give this a...
The sour
beer? I think we
did. Did we rate the sour beer?
I did.
I think I gave it a 3.5.
You did? I didn't rate it.
I gave it... Well, okay.
You I got two balls on that.
Really?
Ball.
You got to try the 8-bit. The 8-bit brewing ones? My God, dude.
But so this good. Beer, though. Mm-hmm.
Grayskull? That Grayskull one was fucking fire.
That was good.
I wish Jeff was here.
No.
He's
not.
The new release looks really good from them this coming weekend.
Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah, I know the new one. But one of them, is one of them an H sour? One was a like a double?
One's a sour. I think the other one, I'd have to look it up, but my camera's being used right now.
Yeah, mine too. Do they have an iPad or something?
8-Bit Brewing, their new release on Instagram.
Yeah.
They were supposed to release three, apparently, but one is not ready, so what? They're just doing two.
Really?
Yes.
Fucking motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well,
they usually do the, was it Dankwing?
They're Dankwing making Duck. Sure.
I love their names, by the way.
Yeah, Dankwing Duck.
Oh, my God. Do you guys remember Darkwing Duck?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Darkwing Duck.
That's what? The best artwork on a beer can I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I saw it. Their artist is honestly phenomenal. Their can designer, the guy's a fucking genius.
You'll go ahead and just edit the image of what I'm looking at right now in here at this time. Dankwing Duck, Little Hop on the Berry.
Yeah, that one's the one that they're holding off on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
True Brewman. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
True Brewman.
And then they have the...
Well, that one's old. True Bromance. Brewmans.
Whoops.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Oh, I went down the wrong way.
I want more of you. Ooh, Darkwing Duo Sour.
True Brewmance.
Deepa. True Brewmance.
So that's a take on...
on what?
Bromance. I think it's a take on True Romance. Remember that movie?
Maybe.
With Christian Slater.
Okay.
And one of the Arquette sisters.
I was thinking the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
twins.
They'll take your clothes off slowly. You remember that one?
I don't remember that.
What is it called?
You go goddamn well. I know what
it's
called.
You know called. What it's called. What is it called? What was it called? The one who's like,
just give me the goddamn page. True Lies.
True Lies. True Lies. Yeah. It's called True Lies.
What kind of sick bitch takes the ice cube trays?
We had the most fucked up childhood. We would just watch like rated R movies that were totally inappropriate for children. Like, my dad would be gone. I'm like, play the fucking Howard the Duck scene with
I used to love boobies. That movie.
With the duck boobies. So we rewind it. And I'm like, there it is. And then he lands through the apartment and the duck boobies come
nothing
out.
Nothing like a good duck boob.
Nothing like a good duck boob. Yeah. Howard the Duck. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes. That was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. That's Marvel.
Yeah.
That was one of the first Marvel movies that was ever made.
Was it really?
Comic? Yeah.
I think they did Captain America before then.
No.
No?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. 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 What are you, fucking Jeff?
Mm-mm. Where is it?
There was a 80s Captain America movie.
Hey, where is 8-Bit Brewing? In...
I think it's either Marietta or Temecula.
I think it's in Temecula.
Same thing.
For those who don't know, August 20th was my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
We're going to celebrate 8-Bit Brewing Company, so come and join us on September or something.
I don't know where we're going.
That's where we're going. It's a surprise. I just fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
But I love you.
Alan, do you want to go? I guess it's a surprise.
Like, when is it?
I feel like it was your idea.
No.
Happy fuck me. Don't release this till it's out and over with.
And mom asked me if I wanted to go, like what breweries I like. That was cool. Thanks.
You should come.
Surprise.
Are you gonna come? Yeah, he's like, surprise. You want to go out?
When are we going?
Oh my God.
I can't do it this weekend.
It's out the bag. So exactly. Yeah.
And then,
Shut up. We're going to go.
I'm going to see Iron Maiden on the 14th.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ooh, Iron is that Maiden?
Fucking white.
Run to the hills.
Right, yep. That's it.
All your life.
That's a great
book. Yep.
Guitar Hero.
I don't know Iron Maiden.
What? Well, you know guitar.
I know a few songs, but I need to get more into it before this concert comes.
I have a feeling. Who's going?
Joey and I. Yeah. I got him tickets for his birthday because his birthday is on the 13th.
Fucking Joey.
September 1st.
What day is that?
I don't know.
I think it's a Sunday.
Sunday.
I can't do it this Sunday.
No,
September 1st is...
This Sunday.
What are we doing?
I've already made plans.
He has to masturbate in the morning at 8 p.m.
Bring him with you.
Ooh. Dude, he's got to go get his testicles waxed.
That's a nice plan. No, honestly, I respect that. Whatever you're doing, I respect it.
Testicle waxing.
Don't tell me. It's fine. Let me think about it. I don't want to know.
I'm there.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. I'll lose all respect for you if you tell me what the fuck you're doing. Okay. I want to think I know what you're doing.
I'm off for Labor Day, so.
Are you laboring that day?
I'm off for a national holiday. Big news. That was half the fucking country,
with working buddy. at most of my other places, I was never off. But
I'm not off. In case you want to keep bragging, I'm working.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. Sucks to be you.
Wait.
What the heck?
Hold on. Now that I can rape.
Well, what did I eat?
I think you had a little bit of neighbor girl mixed with a little bit of homebrew. I'd call that Allison. What's her name? I have no idea. But let it be known.
That's his housekeeper, Maria.
That is my housekeeper's name.
I had a feeling.
The housekeeper?
Yeah, he has a housekeeper.
Yeah, once a month.
You think he can fucking dust this place?
Once a month.
Alan's got
Why would I be racist to have a housekeeper?
Not racist. You just have a Mexican housekeeper. Whatever.
Yeah.
If it was just me, I wouldn't fucking be dusting shit all the time.
Well, when I first walked in here, because I haven't seen you over 10 years, and I was like, wow, your house is really clean. You keep a good job cleaning your house.
Thank you, Maria.
You don't clean your own house.
What's the big deal?
Nothing.
I don't know. I wish I had.
What is the big deal?
Why do you get on a bus, but in a car?
I hate his jokes.
That's a good one though.
No, he's fucking. Why do you get on a bus? Dumb, in a car? He's so dumb.
I do like his Netflix series though.
Drinking cars and coffee for KKK members. I totally love that shit. But the bucket of bumping.
You know, have you guys ever seen Ladybugs?
No.
You never seen Ladybugs?
No. Is that a Disney movie?
Have I seen Ladybugs? Hey, what's your third favorite movie you want to watch for the rest of your life?
I love that movie. Choo,
choo, choo. My son Brendan is sneezing.
I would seriously never seen Ladybugs.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
We gotta let him watch.
Okay, you know who?
Didn't you ever go?
What's the comedian?
Didn't you ever go to the video store and watch cassettes? Like just get random fucking movies?
No.
Oh, we were really fucked up children then, because we would just go there and just be like, "We've seen them all, mommy," and we had
Blockbuster.
Yeah, remember when they had the Blockbuster card and it was like Netflix and you could get unlimited videos? We had that, and that's all we did because we had no other parenting.
Be kind. Rewind.
Yeah, we would just go in, and I swear they're like, "You've seen it all." In this movie.
I got that four baller on that, by the way. Mm.
You gave it four balls?
I haven't rated that yet, but it's four baller. I like that.
No way.
You don't think so?
I give it 3.5.
Okay, I need to taste your four balls.
It's because when you have.
Did he say he wants to taste your four balls?
Right.
This is very.
Hashtag.
Brother love.
Brotherly love.
Abnormality birth defect. Yeah.
I'd give it the same, 3.5.
3.5. Yeah. I wouldn't give it anything more.
I guess I'm comparing it to what we've drinking today. And you guys can compare it to your library of beers.
Mm. There's a lot of beer.
That's the thing. Like, I don't have a lot of good big craft brewing. I want to say Jewing. I want to make fun of you. I don't have a good library.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of, dude, that's the thing. There's a lot of breweries. Like, you're just not going out there. It's cheap. Honestly, to have a beer at a brewery is actually, it's less than when you go to a regular fucking bar having a Miller. In my opinion, it's crazy that people actually go to bars and have a $8 beer when you can go to a craft brewery.
I want Alan to brew me whatever he brewed over and over and over and over
no,
again.
No, the Abuelita's one was the bomb.
Yeah, I was telling him about that too. That was one of my favorites.
Haven't tasted what he fucking made. I pop open the growler, bro. Like, I don't know what the fuck we're waiting for.
He has tasted it, but tasted it was
but you admitted that this is like a better version of it.
Yes, it tastes better now than it did a few weeks ago.
He calls it mint, guys. It's not. It's fucking mint. I don't like. Okay, it's not mint flavor. It's mint. Okay, like he put it in a basketball. Baseball saver packet for the rest of his life. Mint. And every time you taste it, it's going to be in pristine condition. It's a mint.
You should try a sour.
It's fucking
though.
Good, have bro. I'm not going to fucking lie to you.
I did try a sour a couple years ago, and it
Didn't turn out good.
No, it was terrible.
You gotta do something like you have to use sour heads, like something that makes super super sour, but then like put in a sweet candy. Like
I think it would be easier to do a kettle sour as opposed to like doing an actual sour.
What's a kettle sour? What's the difference?
Kettle sour takes less time to do than
it's the cheating way. It's cheating.
No, I've kettle sours are still good though.
I don't want it.
Some are.
We don't want it.
Have you thought about buying a barrel and just like putting that bitch in the garage?
Yeah.
Do it.
I've thought about it.
Well, why don't we do about it?
How about making some of that dessert shit that y'all had? Like,
I don't even
how
know
hard
how
is that?
That
shit
how do
make?
They do that?
The
do
you stouts?
Know? Yeah, whatever. The cheesecake.
How do they do a cheesecake
York
IPA?
I don't know. I'd have to look up some.
We got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Probably, what is it? Condensed milk and I don't know. They probably use some weird.
All right. What's next?
I don't know.
What do you guys? You have beer?
The rest of them are in the fridge.
No, but I only bought four. I think
one,
I only bought
two,
four.
Three, four.
Did I bring another one?
I had a Chapman Crafted Hazy.
Okay, well, let's do that, and then we'll eat the food, and then cut this. Eat the food.
Eat the food now.
I don't mind.
Whatever you want to do, Alan.
Let's do it.
Alan's like, eat the food, because I'm saving that beer for tomorrow.
Welcome to the Matzah Podcast.
Okay, well, why you open that bag and make a fuckload of noise? Oh, dude, you just hurt my fucking ears. The other day, I went to and got the Shelfie for the Modern Times, dude. That Modern Times beard was so good. That beer. Is it bad? What does it smell like?
Smells interesting.
Really?
It just smells like El Torito. Right. Like 3-day-old El Torito chips. I don't know.
I'm a little scared to use because I don't like hot stuff. So.
Ghost pepper.
I'm taking two chips.
Ew.
Ghost pepper Doritos, pretty much.
Pretty much. Ghost pepper, haunted ghost pepper Doritos.
Pocky or Pocky.
Called Pocky.
Pocky. The scale is off. It's off the charts.
It says freaking hot, so I guess we'll try it.
Cheers it.
Cheers.
I think we should have gloves. Tips. So far, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh, you getting it?
Oh, fuck you. Are you serious? Is this real? Oh, my God.
Bro.
No. It's coming. Oh, my God. I need some milk. I'm serious.
I don't have any milk.
Are you serious? Not even goat cheese?
No.
You're fucking Jewish.
I have water. You're talking about somebody that, like,
those are good.
Does...
They're just really
dairy
good.
Free.
Wait a second.
No. Give it a
they're
second.
Really not that bad.
Mm-mm.
For it's me, burning. It's
you
really
got,
not
you
that
have two
bad.
Chips too, right?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
going to
go for
number
two, like right away, back to back.
Oh my God, are you
the
serious?
First one doesn't. The first one won't do it. The second one, let it build up.
Mm-mm. I can taste it. It's burning the shit.
Yeah, let
it.
See, I love spicy food.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
So for me, this
I remember we did
really
the
isn't
challenge.
That bad.
The peanut challenge, you were just like fucking, you got more?
It's better
like,
with
what?
The number two, though.
No, not even. That peanut challenge was brutal.
Well, I stopped.
You didn't you post that podcast yet.
No, but.
Alan and Jeff went three more peanuts after me, and I was done. Like, at that peanut, it was.
Yeah, there was five levels of the hotness.
Oh. I did the first
and
two.
And he did the first two.
Up. Are you feeling the second chip? It's building up. For me, I went
honestly,
back to back.
Honestly, it's really not that bad.
It's adding the mucus.
I went back to back.
There's mucus in the back of my tongue.
I swear I'm strong.
I swear I'm not a pussy.
It's totally fine.
That's really bad. Oh, man. Okay, well, while we eat that, I was remembering this really funny moment when we were kids and the soy broke his arm by running into a
shut
car.
Shut up.
It was the funniest thing ever. Hey, you about that, Alan?
I rode a bike into
tell
a
me.
Parked car.
I don't know. We were going to
I did
to,
the same thing once.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you after
you just hurt
I hear
me.
This
you
story.
Hurt me.
I'm sorry.
You hit me. Jesus.
And rub.
I'm not your neighbor. I'm not your neighbor. I don't want the pain. For those who don't know, well, y'all never know.
Oh, man.
Let's hear that story.
What the hell? Did you just, like, sniff cocaine off the mic or something? What the hell? That's really mucusy now. Well, so we were riding our bicycles at the end of our block, and I think we were like 13 and 14, mm-hmm. or 12 and 14. My brother was 12, obviously. And the fucked up part is that my mom was like, oh, you got to come home at a certain time. So we knew that we were only going to go for like 5 minutes, like a little 5 minute ride. And we're on our way back, and Josue's like, he was like laughing at me, and, like it was the best karma ever because he was looking back, and he's riding his bike, and then all of a sudden, just boom, and he just hits this fucking car as he turned his head, and he hit the car so hard he literally just broke his arm. Oh, and I said, "You're right." He's like, I said, "Pick up your bike," and he's like, he tried to pick it up, and it was like. Like his arm was like a fucking noodle. And he, I was like, oh shit, his arm's fucked up.
And now from my point of view, I don't remember laughing. You I remember laughed. Having a fun time with my brother. Like,
no, you were
a genuinely fun time. Apparently he looks at me as somebody to make fun of all the time. And he's laughing at me.
I couldn't stop laughing.
So the joke's on me again. Yeah. So as we're riding our bikes, I look to the left. Where's my bro that I love? Where's my bro? And he's not there. He's in what's called a blind spot. We have them as humans. And I look and he's not there.
It was great.
And then as I look back, he's like, oh, there he is. He appeared. Again, blind spot. But then also a big forerunner appeared in front of me.
A big car.
And I freaked out. And I panicked. Instead of braking, like somebody who knows how to bike, I didn't brake. And I braced myself. Boom. This broke. So the arm was, you know, the wrist broke.
It was really fucked up.
Yeah. And as I picked up the bike, I couldn't. Because I couldn't pick up the bike. But then we started walking my bike down. With one arm, and then our parents drove up. And like, let's go get something to eat. Let's go to the hospital. Look what I did.
That was almost as dumb as the part when you jumped out of the van while it was moving and it chopped your fucking ear off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see the equation here. Bad decision. Repeatedly. You know what's funny? No, I've never broken any bones.
Look at my inner thigh. You'll see all the cuts.
Yeah. What?
Whoa.
Have you ever broken a bone, Alan?
I have. I was about 16. I was helping my sister's boyfriend at the time move to a new apartment. So, got in the back of the U-Haul. Yeah. A couple of us got in the back. And everybody was towards the front just to like sit down and be safe or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's me trying to close the hatch while I was inside the U-Haul. And he didn't realize that I was still back there.
Okay.
So he drives off in the parking lot and he hits a speed bump. He's going kind of fast. I lost my grip. I fell out the back of the U-Haul, tumbled a couple times. I'm standing up and my wrist was about like an inch high.
Oh, God.
It's what happened was the growth plate apparently did a whole 180.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I was just like, what the fuck?
You had so much
I went up to my sister. I said, I think my wrist is broken. She looked at me and she was like, holy fucking shit. So,
oh, man.
We get in her little Acura Integra at the time.
Yeah.
And she's fucking flying down the streets and like going through stop signs and stuff. We get to the hospital and everything. So we get to the hospital and they put me in this like little cast and they give me a shot and everything. It was like a temporary cast, and they put me in these little the Chinese finger things, the finger cuffs.
Finger lock? Oh.
Finger cuffs. So my hand's just sitting there in these little finger cuffs.
Other hand?
No, it was my left hand.
Oh, I thought that's how your finger got fucked up.
No, that was when I was born.
Oh, okay. Well.
You had a Chinese doctor.
You were already on the opposite side of the spectrum. So you were fucked.
So I'm sitting there in the cuffs and everything, and the doctor comes in.
How did he fix it?
So they come. The doctor comes in. He takes me out of the cuffs.
Uh-huh.
And... he sits there, he puts both his hands, basically, like, I'll show you.
Yeah, show me.
He puts his hands like this, and he goes, okay, you're going to feel a little uncomfortable, you know, it's not going to hurt, but it's going to feel very uncomfortable.
Okay.
So he just, like, pushes down.
Oh. Ah! So I was going to think that he had gay sex right now.
So he pushes into it, and he's trying to set my wrist back into place. And I could feel shit, like, moving around. It didn't really hurt, but I was, like, moving my hands too much.
Oh, my God.
So they said we're gonna put you in a temporary cast.
Oh my God. We'll
give you a bunch of Vicodin, and then we'll put you to sleep in the morning tomorrow for an appointment.
Tuck you in.
We'll put you to sleep, and then we'll set it back into place. So yeah, that's what happened. They put me to sleep and they set it back into place.
When you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Because you were just, there's no way I fucking.
I was moving around too much.
Yeah. That's crazy. Shock. That's like the time when this doctor had put his finger in my butt.
It's crazy. That's.
So is it fucked up?
Hold on. Make a fist? It's so crazy.
You can feel it?
What were you saying?
Yeah, that's fucked up. Well, I was talking about the time the doctor put his finger in my butt, but anyway.
The same level.
I've had obviously a colonoscopy before.
Okay, I heard that's amazing.
How did it feel?
How was amazing?
I woke up midway through while they were still sticking the thing in my ass.
Let's be honest here. Did you get a boner? Did you?
No.
Not even no, little, not I, even a halfie?
Dude, I was fucking... I was weird? On the same stuff that they put Michael Jackson on. What's it called?
I don't know. Did you? Wait, you turned warm wider?
the pain medication that he OD'd on.
Did you all of a sudden want children or something? I don't
know.
Where's this going?
The stuff that they make you fall asleep, but I can't remember the name of it at this moment.
He's a roofie. He uses it on the children all the time.
But yeah, they gave it to me. I fell asleep, and then I could feel them like shoving the tube in my butt. Just, and then finally, like, I kind of woke up.
Yeah, did you hit him?
And was just like, what the fuck? And then I looked at the screen, and I could see, like, a camera, like.
Oh, my God.
Were they live?
Huh?
Was this the beginning of Twitch, like, back in the day? YouTube live?
This was, like, maybe 4 or 5 years, maybe 4 years ago.
Could you imagine there's a really fucked up doctor who's watching this?
4 minutes ago?
Like, tonight. He's like, I remember Alan. That tight little Jew.
Anyway, I woke up. Yeah.
So you don't remember the feeling.
I felt weird, a weird feeling.
In your butt.
And then I finally like fell back asleep because they cranked it up a little bit more.
Did your butt feel weird?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. I was having a fucking tube.
They inject liquid, right? Once they get to a certain point.
Yeah, like goes in your fucking intestines and shit.
So
yeah,
like it ravels around where you're.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's gotta be so.
And they have a camera to see if there's like anything
in there.
In there, like
I feel like
polyps
they're
going
to find like a fucking dead seahorse in me, like a Yogo. I don't know what that is. They're gonna find. Do you remember when we were?
It wasn't fun, but I
the membrane.
Hello.
I do have a picture of me after
Keebler Elf making
cookies. like the old Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
You're going too far back into time.
Remember
too
the time?
Too far back into time, and the bear eating berries. Too far into his ass.
That was the best way.
Stop.
Anyways, so basically, it was the most uncomfortable thing that you ever went through.
But when you woke up, from what I heard, you feel really good after it's all said and done. You feel like a brand.
You feel very groggy, and I have a picture of me looking all groggy. I took a picture of myself right after.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, this looks like the perfect time. So
was there anybody
like,
there to help you through this whole thing?
I woke up in just like a...
not even... No one holding your hand? Nothing?
Just passed out.
That's crazy. One time I woke up from surgery, and I thought I was dead. Because I was in a dark room and the only light was from the doorway. And when I was off the meds, it was like God. Like it was this weird, like, oh. And I was like,
oh. What surgery?
Like
was
I freaked out. I started yelling.
What are you talking about?
No, it was a recovery room.
From what, though?
From what? From when they cut my appendix out. They took it out.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. They didn't put enough.
I remember that day. I had like.
That
like
was the worst
sibling.
Day of my life.
I thought my appendix. I was throwing up with you.
He's like,
but I was fine.
I don't feel good either.
Yeah. I was like, I'm my brother's sick. Oh, I'm sick too. Like, you're fine. I've been a bitch.
Yeah.
It's your brother that's fucked up. Yeah. Get out of here.
It was bad. Do you have your appendix still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That thing if it ever blows up, you're going to be fucking. It was the worst pain of my life.
Not looking forward to it.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. Anyway.
This is the next
one. I've already gone through plenty of shit.
Yeah. I'm sure. Literally.
Cheetos flavor.
Okay.
So shit. We got.
Our last thing on the menu are the Flaming Hot Flava Shots from Cheetos.
Yeah, now these things run apparently $10 a bag because they're sold out on eBay. But I got them at a liquor store for $1.25. Shout out to Dimension Liquor, Lake Forest.
Yeah.
Dimension Liquor. So these are small. So I'm going to give my... Oh, shit. I dropped a couple.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll pick it up later. All right. There you go, Alan.
Oh.
Honestly? I can't believe these are so expensive.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
They're not that bad.
I'll eat them all.
I'm not going to lie. I had a bag on the way here.
It's just a puff.
Yeah, it's just
it's
not
a
bad.
Hot flaming
puff, puff, give.
Yeah, puff, puff, give, motherfucker. Okay, favorite Friday movie? 1, 2, or 3?
1. The other ones were terrible.
Really? I loved Friday After Next.
Really?
Yeah, with Tito.
With Rancho Cucamonga?
Yeah.
That was great. With the Pitbull?
Yeah.
That's a classic, too. You gotta wreck that up, right? It's right
first
up there.
One, nothing beats the first one.
No, nothing beats the first one, but I'm saying the rest are in their own way.
Yeah.
Classics.
What the heck?
I'm very...
Thursday After Next.
I'm a little gassy tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're more than gassy. You're like a balloon leaking all night. You sure you didn't have that cool acapi?
Acapella?
Yeah. Ba, ba, ba. Oh my God, the ghost pepper came back.
I really enjoyed the ghost pepper.
I've tried
like two or three, but two or three in a row, you feel it. I feel like you were in denial.
No. I will say this. Dude. That is at the level one peanut from the thing that we had.
So compared to this peanut episode, how was it like compared to the peanut?
Nothing.
The peanut was way hotter?
Yes. Because that's Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, it was bad. The Scoville level?
I did. There's a video of me on YouTube doing a scorpion pepper, and that's like the second hottest from the Carolina Reaper.
You took it like a champ, though. Dude. You took it like a champ.
How was it? I look at it.
It was
what channel was it on? If I can shout out.
My regular YouTube. I don't remember.
AngryJew.com.
Angry Jew, a gross bear.
I'll post the link.
All right, everybody,
but
search,
dude. It's fucking gnarly.
Episode one.
It was
bad.
It was one of the worst pains I've ever felt.
Really?
Yeah, because my whole face went completely numb.
Yeah, it was weird.
I couldn't feel anything. Like I would touch my face.
Your brother-in-law was just laughing at you.
Yeah.
He was like, moron. Like he was looking at you.
Was
like,
it your idea?
Yeah.
It was his idea.
Yeah.
He said he had done it before, but there was no video to prove it. Which and he was like, dude, you gotta try it.
How long ago was this?
Maybe 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Here's the thing. If he did it before, you get a video today. You say, hey, remember when you said you did this? How about you do it again?
Yeah, I want to do it.
It was very like brutal.
Sounds like fun. I like that.
Brutal? Anally
yes.
Brutal? Did it hurt on the way out?
Yes. It felt like an oven. My stomach felt like an oven. And then when it came out, yeah, it felt like I was pooping fire.
Right up the oven.
That's
gross. The oven reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think these are worth $35 a packet. I don't know.
This is like $10 a packet. Yeah.
I don't understand why people would pay $10. That's fucking crazy. Mm-mm. It's just fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just in little balls.
Little ball flavors. Anyways. Speaking of little balls, I think we're going to wrap up the podcast because, well, I don't want my balls to get any smaller with all the hot shit that we're eating. Because trust me, they're already small. You don't need them to go any further.
And then I'll be talking like this.
Thank you for joining us in the Brutally Pod.
Thank you.
Some guy's like, hey, that's my language.
You said something to my mother.
Hasta la vista.
Nahi nahajal.
Baby.
Come on, man, you want to live.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
I'm on the video today. You're smoking your cigars in your life. She wants to smoke a cigar too. You said, no, don't smoke a cigar.
I smoke cigars where I want because I'm not a sissy like you. Because you're a sissy. And I smoke where I want to.
That was a
come in and
I think he was
left and right like a windshield wiper.
That's Sylvester Stallone.
Over the top, you know.
What the hell?
Calm down.
Wait, before we go.
That was pretty amazing.
No.
That Sylvester Stallone was fucking on point.
You know how many times you practice that?
Get your head around there.
We were playing a game the other day. We were playing the game on our phone, and the other people were from India, so they're like, "What is your name?" And also he's like, "What did you do?" You remember? You're like, "My name is."
Well, you started the accents. You were going off with Mickey Mouse. So, Mickey, I was Mickey.
I was like, "Hi, everybody. Would you like to drop here and shoot everybody up in the face?"
And then you transferred into Goofy.
Yeah, like, oh, hi there, Mickey.
And they're like, you're not very funny. My friend can do a better impression than you. And then they're like, yeah, but you can't do Winnie the Pooh. And then it's silence. And here I come. And
have you seen my pet of honey? Hello. Where is Christopher Robin? I very much enjoy Monster Taco Podcast.
It was great.
For all those watching. Oh,
play the whole game like this.
There's the sky. There's a palm tree.
Hey, I've got a gun over here. You want to get some ammo too?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Share with me. The sniper. I want the sniper. Do you
David
have a
Jones
sniper?
Of the Brutally Honest Podcast. My name's Juan. I got Alan and my brother Osway.
Osway.
And I hopefully we'll see you again.
You can call me Poo.
Good night.
I thought we were going to end it like, oh.